Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Father, we thank you that newness is ours. We thank you that the stale is gone, the old is gone, and the new is here. We just thank you. Father, give us spiritual eyes to see the great things that you've prepared for us. Heavenly Father, forgive us for being part-time Christians, deciding when we serve you, when we look to you, when we pray to you. We've been choosing. God, we repent. And we are not our own. We belong to you. So, Lord, this morning we give everything to you. We give you our mind. We give you our dreams. We give you our finances. We give you our lives. Lord, take us, use us for what you've already planned and prepared. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's so much more, so much more, so much more. Somebody said there's so much more that God has prepared for us and in store for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you believe that, why don't you give the Lord a hand clap? Hallelujah. A praise. Give him a praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the Lord is good. And the Lord is good to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who's in charge of the lights? We're still in partial concert mode. Well, if I was sitting there, I'd want to be able to see my Bible. So whoever's in charge of the lights, turn them on, please. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How y'all doing this morning? Blessed. That's the right answer. Well, if you missed the concert Friday night, you missed it. It was powerful and awesome. I try not to use that word too much. God is awesome. But it was good. It was really good. It was really good, yeah. So Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, they did a great job. And amen. And they were, he was, can I say, thankful or that we chose him to help us celebrate 40 years of ministry. So, and he did a good job. He did a good job. Yeah. So I never got a chance to thank, of course, Chris is probably in the back, but I didn't thank the staff and Hauser Audio and whoever helped put the thing together. I know the staff was working hard. So, yep. Again, can somebody turn the lights on all the way? Thanks, Minister Mike. And then you can show somebody else where the lights are. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, are you ready to get into the Word of God? Praise God. The air conditioning feels good. You know, it was hot when I left here on Thursday in the sanctuary, and I found myself concerned. And I just stood in my kitchen. I said, God, I need a miracle. I need the air conditioning to work. The last thing we need is to be at a concert and it's hot. So I don't know whether it was Andrew and the AC company, but God answered my prayer. Amen. Amen. And we had air. So praise God. It's resolved. Praise the Lord. So, amen. All right, everybody. Let's, all right. Won't you lift up your Bibles, iPads, cell phones. Say, this is my Bible. It is the Word of God to me. Therefore, I am what the Word says I am. I can do what the Word says I can do. I can have what the Word of God says I have. It will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of poverty into wealth, out of sickness into health. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting Word of God, I will never be the same again. Come on, tell somebody, say, I'll never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever will I be the same again in Jesus' name. Somebody say, the Word of God is solid. And I can stand on it. I can count on it. And it works every time. And say this, say, just one word from God will change my life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that the Word of God is a guarantee to us? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are, we're right in celebrating 40 years. I don't remember what date it was. Do you remember, Rosemary? July what? Yes, like the day. But anyway, so 40 years ago in July, we started this ministry. Amen? And, you know, I might say that not every ministry makes it this far. And so we're blessed. I'm blessed, happy, fortunate, and proud to prosper that this ministry is still flowing. Amen? It's still changing people's lives. You know, we learned years ago that where you go to church, your life depends on where you go to church. And that's for real. Because it's so important for us to be hearing the right things, to be around the right people, right? You know, people who repeat what you've heard, who repeat the Word of God, who share what's going on in their lives and how they've experienced victory so that you can be encouraged, that you can experience victory in your life. You know, I was thinking how, you know, there's a couple married couples in here, and because they have each other, and you can tell they talk about the Word a lot, when they get into a situation or an environment where they have opportunity to speak, they be talking. You know, both of them. So that's the effect that we should have on each other as a family, a church family, where we affect each other and we can share the Word of God together and encourage one another. Amen? So 40 years. Now, 40 years. Now, 40 years biblically can mean several things, all right? Now, what I want to say is, 40 years, we can expect for there to be some type of change, some type of transition, something different, because we can't go another 40 the way we're going now. You understand what I'm saying? Not that we're doing anything wrong, but 40 years, you know, according to the Bible, 40 years, there's you go through, we've all learned things during these 40 years, no matter how long you've been here. We've learned things along the way, right? We've grown. Some have been healed. Some have been delivered, gotten new jobs, different things. And so we've all experienced, we've all been going through a growing period, but it doesn't stop. So we have to expect more, expect something different. Tell somebody, I'm expecting some new things. Amen? So in the Bible, 40 years represents, well, for some, the children of Israel represented a trial. They went for 40 years of a trial. Amen? And being tested, going through the wilderness. Amen? Aren't you glad? Hopefully nobody here is going through the wilderness for 40 years. Now, we can all go through a wilderness period, but it shouldn't take 40 years. And so they had to go through a transition. The unbelievers, they had to die out because they gave the wrong report to the rest of the camp. They gave the wrong report. They said, we can't do what God told us to do. We can't take over what God told us to take over. And so God had to, he had to say, y'all aren't ready. Amen? And so prayerfully, we have been getting ready for what God wants to do. Not just the Living Faith, but in your life. Tell somebody that God's got something more for your life. For your life. So we need to take the word of God personally. So 40 years, it can represent testing. It can represent trials. It's based on 40 years often causes a shift. So again, we've accomplished 40 years of ministry, and now there needs to be some type of shift. Now, shift can just mean a small shift. We're going to still keep doing the things that we're doing, but there needs to be more. Somebody say, there needs to be more. So there needs to be more change. There needs to be more transformation. There needs to be more faith, can I say? Us exercising our faith. You know, we're learning how to live by faith. And I'm always saying that we're so far behind God. Amen? I mean, he's a master. He's a master planner. He knows how to help us recover. But we're typically behind him. And it's not his fault. It's our fault, because we're supposed to use our faith to trust him that what he says is true. Anybody believe what God says is true? So we are celebrating 40 years of ministry, and I'm looking at it as a period of new life, new growth, and transformation. Somebody say new life, new growth, and transformation. And so somebody say, Living Faith is going through a transformation. We've completed 40 years, and now we're ready for the next thing. Okay, we're ready for the next thing. And I need you to pray for me, all right, because I'm the leader. But I want to make sure I lead us where God wants to go. And that's why I'm saying 40 years is a long time. You know, I got emotional at home over the weekend, you know, just thinking about the people that have been here for a long time. And I just got really touched, because I really started thinking about how long 40 years is. That's a long time. And people have been so faithful. And I'm so appreciative of that, of the help that you've given me, the support you gave Dr. Lamont, if you were here when he was here. And I know that it's God, that God sent you to me. I'm looking as God sent you to me to help me to help us. Amen? So I am very, very happy about that. And so 40 years, it's a time for a shift. It's a time for a transformation. And it's time for a new beginning. You know, we're going to look at a scripture that talks about the newness of life. And the word newness, part of the definition is a renewal. Anybody have a membership to somewhere? And then it comes up for renewal because the thing expires, it runs out. And so I'm looking at 40 years as we need a renewal to go another 40 years. Amen? Because we want to act like every pastor should act like the ministry is being left to the next generation. And that, you know, that the ministry doesn't pass away when the leader passes away. And, you know, of course, that's what motivated me when Pastor Lamont went to heaven. I had to make sure this thing didn't fail. I had to make sure that y'all still had a spiritual parent. I had to make sure my daughters had a parent, you know, so I couldn't afford. So I can't afford now to give up, to faint, to quit. You know, there, even though there's been times that I've thought about it, you know, but then I don't know about you, but sometimes I think, what else would I do anyway? Right? What more significant can I do? You know, when the backup singers for Anthony Brown were walking past, and I hugged them, and I told the security people, I said, if I wasn't a pastor, I'd want to do what they do, just be a backup singer. You know, not the leader, just a backup. You know, so, but that ain't my testimony. This is what I'll be doing. Amen? I know that's poor English, but so I know that we can't just keep going in the same direction, that there's got to be some newness. There's got to be some freshness. Amen. But God will make that happen. There's always something fresh with God. There's always something new with God. Amen. We were learning about how using the scripture where we're new creatures in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And it's that's true for us as individuals, but it's always something, it's always true for a ministry as well. Amen. Somebody say 40 years is a long time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So it actually feels kind of weird me saying that, you know, because I always say I only look 40, right? I don't know why I do that. So probably, I don't know. Anyway, some things you never stop doing since you're a kid, right? So anyway. So, all right. So we're talking about new life, new growth, and transformation. So we've been learning over these 40 years, we've been learning that God takes care of his people, right? He takes care of his people. We've been learning that God provides for his people. Anybody found that out? God provides for you. If we believe him in the hard times, you know, I was thinking this thought. Either we serve God, right? The scripture says, they that wait on the Lord, right? So that's to serve him. We serve him. Like serve him as you would serve somebody at a restaurant. So either we serve the Lord and wait on him through our lives, amen, or we just end up plain waiting. And that's what happened to them in the wilderness. They wouldn't listen to God. They wouldn't obey God. They didn't believe God. Amen. Somebody say, I got to believe God for what he says, for his promises. So they didn't serve the Lord. They didn't wait on him. So they had to end up waiting for 40 years to get into the promised land. Tell somebody, it don't take that long to see your promise. Amen. So we need to stop making things difficult, stop being stubborn, and just do what God tells us to do, right? So he has cared for us. He has sustained us. He's provided for us. And I wrote here in my notes, not me. When I find out that I sustain you, Dr. Lamont didn't sustain us, right? But God did. Because in God we trust, not in man. Right? So we've been learning. We've been tested. Some of us have been through the wilderness, right? We just go round and round. But why don't you say this? Say, the scripture says that they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, which means they basically went in circles. And they never got to possess anything while they were in the wilderness. So tell somebody, say, your wandering days are over. Amen? No more wandering. Right? So let's look at, let me see where I want to start. Let's look at Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Hallelujah. Somebody say, get ready to shift. Get ready to shift. And that's why I said, pray for me. I don't know quite yet how we're going to shift, but I know shifting is necessary. Right? We can't keep this way. God's got more. Amen. He's going to enhance the vision. Right? He's going to accelerate the vision. You know, things have been spoken over us. You know, somebody had a dream, saw cars lined up to the driveway. Well, I need to find out what that means. Why are people lined up? You know, so that means I have to get with the Lord and know why people are lining up. I know I can attribute it to healings and miracles. Somebody else, the Lord spoke to them and said that this building isn't big enough for what God's going to do. I believe that. I can see that myself. I've always looked at Living Faith as an ark, a place of safety, a place of protection. But I also see it as a place of power, a place of restoration, a place of healing. Amen? Anybody know somebody needs to be healed? And restored, and somebody that needs hope, we need hope. Amen? So we know other people do. So we want to help people. So one of the shifts would be is that we're going to learn how to reach out to people so that they can be blessed, right? So that they can change along with us. Where are we? Romans 6. Mm-hmm. Let me find that myself. Is it up there? Why don't you read that for me? We should be walking in the newness of life. That word newness, it's a new state of life in which the Holy Spirit places us so as to produce a new state, which is eternal life. So we're supposed to be living in a new state of life. Our lives should be reflecting the life of the Holy Spirit. So with 40 years behind us, we want to experience new life. Again, I talked about when you renew your membership somewhere, We need a renewal of the life of God. We need to trust the Holy Spirit. And this is not just for Living Faith. This is for you too. Anybody turn 40 this year? Turn 40? Well, you can look forward to something. Yes. I know you're telling a tale. I shouldn't say that. You could be 40, but Amara says no. I didn't think so. He's just trying to stick out. Amen. So we need to, we're believing God for new life. We want to start flowing in the Spirit so that God can manifest new things in our lives. God wants to affect all of our lives in a whole new way. God wants to blow our minds. God wants us to be astonished, right? Almost in shock, if you will. God wants to do things in your lives, and that's why I had us repent earlier, because for being part-time Christians, you know, most people don't give God enough time. And so when we don't give him enough time, he can't give us all that we need for any particular point in our lives, because we're just trying to flow off of the same things, right? Flowing in the same way. But God wants to do, he wants to accelerate some things, right? How many of you know God's a God of acceleration? That's what a miracle is. Something that takes a certain amount of months or weeks to heal, or God accelerates it. He can accelerate it and make it heal instantly. So God's a God of acceleration. He wants to work miracles in our lives where we are astonished and shocked. Amen. Where people say, that was God. Amen. Tell somebody, there's some that was God stuff coming to pass in your life. Amen. God is full of power. And he's full of loving kindness. You know, we're celebrating the goodness of God. I mean, there's plenty of scriptures I could read on the goodness of God, which I'll get to that later, not later today. But we know that God is good. God is given to be good. That's his disposition. It's almost like God can't help but be good. Well, that's true. He can't, that's just the way he is. So we should be operating in a new state of life in which the Holy Spirit places us, so as we produce new life in our lives, where eternal life, God life, actually comes in to our vicinity, comes into our bodies, comes into our thinking, right? And so that God can show himself strong. So we need to be renewed in that area. Amen? Another thing we want to do is we want new growth. We're expecting God for new growth. Now, we can't be selfish, so we want to pray for other people. We want to bring other people in. Amen? Find other people that need a church. Find people that need hope, right? Find people who are heavy, burdened, right? And bring them in. Bring them in. So we're looking for new growth. Look at Acts chapter 6. I think I gave them that scripture. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 6 and verse 7. So this is what we're expecting God to do in this season. Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. So it says that the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, at Living Faith, disciples are going to multiply greatly. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. So we're expecting growth in disciples and people. I'm expecting God to fill this room. Amen. 40 years. In Jesus' name, I'm not going to be looking at empty seats much longer. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, I call these seats filled. Filled. I call these seats filled. In Jesus' name. Look at 1 Peter. It says, I guess we should have read verse 1. And it says, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you. We're learning about, we're believing God for double grace this year. We need double grace. We need double help from God to bring things to pass in our lives. Amen? And it says, the blood of grace to you and peace be multiplied. Say in Jesus' name, grace be multiplied to me. Say in Jesus' name, peace. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing lacking. Doubling in my life. Multiplied. Multiplied. Amen? And so I want to I'm going to jump to, let's go to Joshua 1:2. Joshua 1:2. Right? And this is I want to focus on this. Can you all go to yeah, that's good. Moses, my servant, this is God speaking to Joshua after Moses died, right? This means a lot to me because I felt like God was talking to me after Dr. Lamont passed away. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Somebody say, arise. Arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So I want us to focus today on that word arise. Tell somebody, say, it's time for you to arise. Amen? So that word arise, it means, let me read these things to you. I know this blessed me and just encouraged me and gave, you know, made me ready to go. It says, before we do that, let's go to Isaiah 60. So God told Joshua, he said, arise and get up because I'm taking you somewhere. Tell the person next to you, arise because God is taking you somewhere. Okay? It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. All right? So those two places, God uses the word arise. I want to give you the definition of the word arise. Arise, it means, number one, obviously, to rise up. So that means we're going to have to rise up. We're going to have to get up from where we are and rise up. It also means to stand up. Look, I'm telling you, you're going to have to stand up. It's time to stand up. It means to raise oneself up. How many of you feel down today? How many of you are at a place in life where, you know, well, you know you need to move out of it. You know you need to rise up from where you are, your situation, your depression, your poverty, right? You need to raise yourself up. That word arise, it means to come on the scene. Come on, y'all. God wants to do something in your life. He wants you to have a renewal. He wants you to flow in the newness of his life, which means he wants you to come on the scene. Come on the scene. That means you got to show up. In other words, God, he already has the scene. God already has the plan. God already has your purpose. Now he wants you to show up on the scene. He wants you to arise. He wants you to get up. He wants you to be active. He wants you to do something on purpose. God wants you to make a move. He wants you to show up on the scene. Amen. God's already, he's already got the props. You know, when they have a play, they already have the props. When they have movies, they have the props. And God has props. He's got things set up for us, but he needs us to show up on the scene. Tell somebody, you need to show up on the scene. Listen to this. Arise. Now, I take these definitions very seriously. Just one word, but we need to expand it and know when God is speaking to us. And when he says one word, it means a lot. So when he tells us to arise, he's telling us to get up. He's telling us to stand up. He's telling us to, you got to raise yourself up. God's not going to pull you up. He wants you to rise up, right? He wants you to come on the scene, like show up. You need to show up with what I want to do. I can't do nothing till you show up. Everything's planned. I've provided for everything, right? I've already completed. God's saying, I've already completed what I have for you. But you're going to have to come, show up. You're going to have to come on the scene. But the next definition is to become powerful. That word arise means to become powerful. When we show up on the scene, when we make sure we are where God wants us to be, when we make sure that we are saying what God wants to say, right? God wants us, he already put it in us. The Holy Spirit's on the inside of us, the same Spirit that raised up Jesus out of the grave and hell, the same Spirit lives on the inside of us, right? And so he wants us to show up, to rise up, to stand up, and be powerful. Now he's telling us what to do. God's looking for faith. He's looking for action. Faith without works, faith without corresponding action is dead. It means nothing. If you don't rise up, can nothing happen? Else we'll find ourselves in the wilderness, wandering around. Where they say a wandering wonder. They say something like that, you know. But we don't want to be, don't raise your hand. How many of you feel like you've been wandering around? You keep going around and around in circles. Nothing's happening. Nothing's changing. Things are still broken. Things are still missing. It's because you need to rise up. And God says, when you rise up, I'm telling you, I'm calling you. He's telling Joshua, Moses is gone. Now this is your assignment. And I'm telling you to show up, stand up, rise up, and to be powerful. And God told him in those same verses, he says, and if you obey me, if you keep my word, he said, no man will ever be able to stand against you. So he told him to arise so that he could be powerful. Tell the person next to you, you need to rise up and be powerful. God has the power. We need the power. Amen? It means to be valid. When God told Joshua, arise, he was telling him to be valid or to be validated. I wrote the word legit. God wants us to rise up and be legit. He's already marked us. He's already called us. So if we rise up, we're not doing nothing wrong. We're not acting out of order. If God tells us to do it, we're going to rise up and he's going to show that we're legitimate, amen, that we're legitimately powerful. Amen. Amen. That we're legitimately effective. And I'm just sharing this so you can know what a rise means. And we all have our situations where we need to arise. Get yourself up. Amen. And trust God. God's got something to do through you, for you. Amen. He's got assignments for you. It means to be valid or to be legit. The next thing is to be confirmed. God will confirm you. Amen. When I share a lot how, when I had to, years had to go by, actually, because I was letting other people preach. But I had to get up and speak and stand, right, so that God could confirm me. It took a while because even when I was standing up, in my mind, I was sitting down. There was a time I didn't think I was validated. There was a time I didn't think I was legit. Now, I'm not going to get into all that, but it was because of the culture, right? Church culture, religious culture, right? And so it took me a while before I would rise up. But eventually I had to rise up. It's like, Connie, you got to do this. You can't let this thing fall apart. We can't just let our lives fall apart. We can't just let our kids fall apart. We can't just let our household fall apart. We can't just let our finances fall apart. We're going to have to arise. Amen? And whatever God tells us to do, he's going to confirm it. Because he's telling you, I've made you legit. You are legitimate. And I'm going to back you up with my power and my grace. So it means to be confirmed. So when I preached enough, when COVID came, I'm like, oh my gosh, now I got to do a YouTube channel. Oh man, I didn't want to talk, have my face on YouTube. Some people, they love that idea. But I did not. But supernaturally, God helped me. I had to do it. Sometimes you just got to do something. You know you have to do it. But when you do it, I don't know what's happening with my throat. But when we do it, God is going to confirm us. And so now I'm on YouTube. It's not a big deal anymore. But there was a time where it was a big deal because it was new for me. And so God wants to stretch us. Minister Kim said, Pastor, you act like you've been doing videos for years. Well, I have now, but but at the time I didn't. And so, but God came through for me. He helped me. I did it smiling sometimes, when I was getting ready to come on, but that wasn't always the case. But the grace of God kicked in and he said, Connie, you need to do this. This is what's required. This is what's necessary because they have shut down the church and I had to keep giving the word because I'm a pastor, right? And people expected to see me. Amen? Since then, some people have decided they were going to watch somebody else. But whatever. They don't confirm me no how. God confirms me. He's the one that makes me legit. Amen. It's him. Amen? So God is going to confirm you. It means arise and be fulfilled. Anybody, you got some empty places, empty spaces. Speaking of spaces, we've got new places and new spaces to be in these next 40 years, right? Or in this year alone, the year of double grace, right? It's the year of the mouth. It's still the decade of the mouth. We're supposed to be talking and talking and speaking and decreeing and declaring and say whatever it is we need to say. And rebuking. You know, I was at a seminar with the Kingdom Chamber, and this guy was talking about your voice and how your voice has its own vibration. Right. And we already know, we should know, that God spoke the word. He told things to be. He created things with his words. And we knew that we were like him, but we don't use what we have. We should be speaking, yeah. Right? And so God wants us to say more. He wants us to declare more. He wants to decree more. Amen. We should be, you know, we should be singing. You know, we should be scream if you have to. You know, tell the enemy what he cannot do in your life. And he knows your voice. He knows the voice. He knows the voice of a Christian who knows who they are. Right? He can see when we're faking. I wanted to share with y'all, you know, that we need to get to a place where we actually believe that everything we say will come to pass. We shouldn't be like testing, you know, like, devil, get out of my house. No, he ain't going nowhere. He can see you don't know what your words mean and what your voice means. So your voice ain't scaring him a bit. Your vibration is super low. And he'll be on you, like they say, white on rice. But we need to be growing in faith, growing in actions of faith, growing in our declarations, growing in our decrees, growing in our faith confessions, right? Until we get to a place where we know that if I say something, it's going to happen. That's how powerful we are. That's how God created us. We don't have to wait for nobody to speak for us. We don't have to wait for nobody to yell for us. We don't have to wait for anybody to decree for us. We can do it. We have the right. So we need to arise so we can be legit, so we can be powerful, so we can be validated, so God can back us up. God wants to back us up. We're supposed to be powerful, not pitiful. Y'all have heard that before, but it's the truth. We need to be powerful and not pitiful. Right? We need to be the ones with everything. We're not supposed to be the beggar. You know, in the Bible stories, people relate to the blind man, and they relate to the poor people, and relate to the hungry. No, we should be relating to Jesus, and God's going to use us when we arise and come on the scene and help people and provide for people and stand up for people. Amen? So God wants us to rise up. He wants us to stand up. He wants us to come on the scene. Just get up and you be on the scene. Come on the scene of your own life, your own calling, so that we can be powerful. He wants to validate us. He wants to confirm us when we obey him. And then it also means, arise also means to be fulfilled. It's not until you arise that you are going to be fulfilled. God wants to fill your life up with good. Fulfilled, it also means satisfied. Anybody want to be satisfied? Anybody dissatisfied with stuff in their lives? God wants that to go. He wants you to be satisfied. He wants you to be fulfilled. He wants you to experience life and life abundantly. which God wants us to experience life, not just enough, but life that's too much. Right? So we just need to think different. Look, this is how we're going to change things. Right? It means to persist. We're going to have to persist. We can't do something 1, 2, 5, 10 times. We have to persist. When we fall, when we fail, we got to arise again. We got to get up again. Be powerful again. Be confirmed again. And God will be right there. Are y'all hearing me? It means to build. You know, let me go back to persist. You have to keep doing good. You have to keep doing the word. You have to keep obeying God. You have to persist. You can't quit. Tell the person next to you, do not quit. You know, one of our members, she would get hit with sickness and disease so much, and she said, Pastor, I'm just tired. You know, she got another report. And I said, you cannot get tired. So we can't get tired. It's either get tired, it's either rise up or die. It's either rise up or die. Can nobody keep you alive? You keep you alive. You fend for your rights. You fend for the promises of God. Now, people can pray with you, but you're going to have to stand up for yourself. You're going to have to possess your own life. We can't keep waiting for somebody else. We got to do it. Tell the person next to you, say, you got to do it. You have to arise. But tell them, but you can. Because God's already validated you. And he's going to show people are going to see when we arise, people are going to see that this person knows God. That this person believes in the promises of God. Amen? So we have to persist. That word, last two things, that word arise, it also means to carry out. Somebody say, I'm designed to carry out the will of God. You know what our problem is sometimes? We're just selfish. Maybe if we arise and stand up, and come on the scene, we can help somebody else. Right? We're supposed to be ambassadors. We're supposed to be representing. Right? Somebody say, the kingdom of God has arrived. And that's what Jesus preached when he went about preaching, teaching, and healing. Preaching, teaching, and healing. He said, the kingdom of heaven has arrived. How do we know that? Because he preached the good news. He taught the word of God, and he healed people. Amen? So God says, arise and carry out. And the last thing it means to be set. We need to arise and be set. When you're set, that means you ain't budging. You're not going nowhere. Right? When something is set, it's placed there so that it'll be permanent. God wants us to rise. He wants us to be set. Amen? And all, you know, so God wants to legitimize us. He wants to back us up. He wants people to see who we are. And what we can do through him. Amen? Say, God can do so much more through me. Hallelujah. So, the devil and all creation needs to hear your voice. He needs to hear your unique voice. I shared with you years ago that Dr. Miles, we were at a luncheon that he was doing, and he, you know, like two or three times, he said, I don't know. He pointed at me and said, I don't know why I keep hearing the word voice. He didn't know. I didn't know. But God was basically just saying, if I use my voice, first of all, he wants to use my voice. God wants to use your voice. God wants to legitimize you. God wants to empower you. But it can't happen until we know the power of our voice. Amen? And that our voice is heard by everything. Amen? That, you know, when you realize that, it's like you should go around saying everything and getting everything straight, rearranging and putting things in place in your life and even other people's lives when you understand that your voice is legitimate and that your voice means something and that your voice has power and that your voice is effective. Amen? So we need to get busy. So we just got to, we have to, we're getting ready. Tell the person next to you, say, get ready for what's coming. Amen? So in Jesus' name, I declare, no, you don't have to say this, I'm going to say this. Then you can say it later. But I just want to say some things because I have a voice here, right? I'm your pastor. I have a voice. So in Jesus' name, I declare this day a shift. A shift in the spirit realm. A shift in the natural realm. I declare a shift in attitudes, in energy, in momentum. I speak a shift from unbelief to faith. I declare a shift from no commitment to full commitment in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to this room, to these walls, to these people, that new life is coming to this place. I speak to every devilish, demonic plot and plan that has been assembled to prevent Living Faith from fulfilling her second 40 years. In the name of Jesus, I break every plan and plot by the enemy. I break every plan and plot that prevents these seats from filling up in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, I call in people that God wants here. I call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come, come in Jesus' name. Devil, you will no longer prevent people from finding us. From people finding their place here at Living Faith. To be healed. To be delivered. To be set free. To learn to arise. And be legitimized. In the name of Jesus. I declare in Jesus' name that there will no longer be any limitations in our lives. That we will declare and decree what God has said to us. And it shall be so. In the name of Jesus. I declare that Living Faith and all its members will be participants in the wealth transfer. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I got to share this with you. Remember Elijah? How the raven fed him twice a day? I just learned, and this is a perfect example of the wealth of the wicked being laid up for the just. I just learned that Ahab, you know, you ever see somebody go to a store or something that's got this idol, this image, and they put food in front of it? You know, like Buddha. Well, that's what Ahab would do, because they were idol worshipers. And apparently what they would do is they would keep food, they would keep meat, they would keep fruit, they would keep all kinds of food in front of this idol day and night. And that ravens, they don't bring you no food. They take your food. But God caused that raven to go get food off of that idol's table twice a day and come feed Elijah. The wealth of the wicked is laid up. God will use it. God knows how to do stuff. God's a master provider. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be worried that we're going to go hungry. We don't have to fear that we won't have anywhere to sleep, to live. We don't have to worry that we won't be healed. Because he's the master provider. So that's why we have faith. We believe in God. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He said, if you just follow me, if you just focus on my kingdom, I'll add all the things that somebody who doesn't know God worries about. God said, you just stick with me. You just believe me, and I'll add all those common things to you. So we don't care where the raven's going. We don't care what table they get it from, what God gets it from. We just need to believe that God's going to provide it for us. We can't outthink God. We can't outmaneuver God. That's why I always say we think too much. And when we think too much, we don't do nothing. We don't use our faith. Right? We'll just keep, well, how's God going to do this? Is he going to do it this way? Is he going to do it that way? Is he going to use this person? I don't care. We're not supposed to care. If he can cause a raven to bring food when he normally has the disposition to steal food, and God calls a dirty stealing bird to take food and bring it to the man of God, it's no different than today. And so God knows where to get your stuff from. He knows where the supply is. And let God do his job. And we do our job, which is to believe. Amen? So we don't have to be concerned, in Jesus' name. So Father, I declare and decree today that your people, under the sound of my voice, will begin to believe and begin to arise, that they would stand up. I command you in the name of Jesus, you stand up, you arise, you come on the scene, you let God validate you, you arise and build what God has called you to build. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God's got the supply. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll give the Lord a hand and just... God's so awesome. One of the things we're believing God is for transformation. And so I'm believing God that not only your money's going to be transformed, your mind be transformed, But we're going to see some bodies transformed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, because that's what God does. So you keep singing. You keep declaring and decreeing. Let your voice make a difference. Let your voice make an impact. Keep saying what God says. Keep saying what God tells you to say. And watch your life change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your name. God, you are so good. And we gladly celebrate 40 years of your goodness. We thank you, God, that it's only you and only your goodness that has brought us this far. And God, as a ministry, we've experienced many, many things. But we're still here. And we're still standing. And we're still blessed. And we're still relevant. And we're still powerful. And we're still anointed. But God, we know that for the next 40 years, we need more of you. We need to believe you more. Not just for our ministry, but for our own lives. So, Father, we just thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to give an invitation. If anyone's here and they've never received the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, you've never been born again, you've never prayed the prayer for salvation, I want to encourage you today that God has a plan for your life. And he's already prepared to validate you. Even when you pray a simple prayer for salvation, he's ready to validate you. He's going to confirm you. And he's going to prove that what he says is true. So if any of you here want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and make him Lord of your life and become a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God, just repeat this simple prayer. And the Bible says when you pray, you believe in your heart that what you pray with your mouth, you'll be saved. We do the easy part. God does the miraculous part. And he'll change you instantly from one thing to a new creature. So repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. Therefore, I believe that I need a Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to be Lord of my life. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I also believe that you served my sentence in hell. I believe that God the Father raised you from the dead, Jesus, to live forever so that I could make you Lord of my life and live forever with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my life, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Say, devil, you can no longer lord over me because today I have a new Lord. And his name is Jesus, and Jesus is good, and he'll be good to me. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? You ask the Lord Jesus to be Lord of your life personally. You got to do it yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody pray that prayer perhaps to rededicate your life? You're born again, but you know you need to get back in the things of God. Come back to God. Anybody pray that prayer as rededication? Anybody? Praise the Lord. I see. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. See that hand back there, the gentleman back there. Amen. That's Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody. Praise the Lord. Minister Mike, he's going to lead us in our tithes and offerings.
Glory to God. Glory to God. What a great word. Stand up. That sounds like a challenge, brother. Stand up. And it sounds like a challenge to you that's watching us online. Stand up. Come out the house. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. Stand up. That was a great word, Pastor. Man, I tell you, there was some Eagle tickets going out there. They'd be standing up, Pastor. Popping up all over the room. Amen. Stand up for the Lord. If you're watching this online, we're going to ask you to prepare yourself for tithes and offering. Amen. So excited. Sometimes I get so excited, I'll tell you, reading the Word of God, it impacts, it empowers me. Amen. And we got to reach other people. Well, I was studying the Word of God this morning, and this is what I got today. In 2 Corinthians 9, starting at verse 6. Read a couple of verses. And it says, God loves a cheerful giver. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And the Lord said, he reminded me of Cain and Abel, talking about giving. How Cain, he was the firstborn. He came with a sacrifice that he thought was legit. He came, he said his legit was within himself. He gave according to what he wanted to give to God, not according to what God was requiring. So when God asked him, Cain, won't you give the right sacrifice? Because he said he didn't have respect unto Cain and his offering, but he had respect unto Abel and his offering. So what we're doing today is we're giving, right? Tithes and offering. It should be a sacrifice. Rich people, they hate to give a little bit. Poor people don't want to give nothing. But when we line our will up with God's will, because if we don't, over in Proverbs 21, I lost my page that quick, took my notes out. It says that God, it says the wealth of the wicked, I lost my place. See, the devil is a liar. When the wicked give, it's an abomination when they don't give the right. 21, I think it's 7. I don't know. Proverbs 21:7. Anyway, it's an abomination. Amen. When we don't give the right gift, it's an abomination. And God says, you know what abomination is? It disgusts him. So we don't want to just give him what we want to give him. We want to give him what he's asking us to give this morning. Don't try to give him what you want and expect him to take it. If somebody gives you something what you don't want, you won't take it, will you? When you go to a restaurant and they bring something to you with a bad attitude, you be like, send it back or leave. I won't eat it. If it's not in love, I don't want it. Because I don't know what they did to the food. God says, when you don't give him what he wants, it disgusts him. So when we give, we have the right attitude. Oh, it blesses me. I'm not perfect. Amen. Whosoever is perfect, let him stand up. Amen. But when we give with the right attitude, God accepts it. Some of you, you got to start somewhere. You might not have 10%. Maybe you have 5%. Maybe you want to give all like the rich, like the widow. Give God with the right attitude. Don't come with a stinky attitude. Come with the right attitude. Amen. Well, I ask video to show you how to give.
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ Church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
I was a liar, but I don't quit. I'm persistent. Amen? You got to be a little persistent. In Proverbs 21:27, it says, the sacrifices of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? Amen? Devil challenged me. I'm a step up. That's right. Because the devil is a liar. I'm still here. As long as I got breath, I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to give him what he deserves. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice, saints. If you, when you leave the auditorium, ways to give also, if you have an envelope, there's some black boxes in the back that you can drop your tithes and offering in there as well. Amen. Don't quit. Stay in the fight. I don't mind the challenge. Glory to God. I said I don't mind the challenge, but I'm going to stay focused. Lord, show us, Biddy, we're going to ask you to put the confession up there. I get worked up. My wife says, I'm going to give you some Ritalin. I said, amen. I might have to take it. I don't know. I'm going to stay in the fight, though. Glory to God. Is anybody going to stay in the fight with me out there? Glory to God. Bless the Lord. You ready? Let's read the confession together. You ready? Let's read. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of the scripture that protect those who tithe and give offering. As a household, we are committed to the tithe and given to the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunder, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessings or fruitful harvest. They can steal from our homes, businesses, or from any other of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tithe's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tithe's blessings, that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out a blessing we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven, receives our tithes. We are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tither rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a house of prayer, dear God. We thank you for Living Faith Christian Center, Lord. We thank you that this place, dear God, the doors are open and the comfortable climate, dear God. We can come and worship you, dear God. We thank you for the peace that rests upon this place, dear God. We thank you for the shepherd that you've given us that feeds us, your word, dear God. So, Lord, we bless her in Jesus' name. And seed, we speak to you. We say, you go into this ground that we sow. And you come back and bring us a harvest that we may be able to give again, 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 and again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Minister Mike. Video could just play the video announcement.
This is going to challenge you as a man more than anything you've ever done in your life.
Don't think of it as a battle you're just fighting for yourself.
It wasn't just for us. It was for our family.
You'll renew the structure of your mind. It's the way you think. When we realize trying harder is not going to work, and we understand grace, then all of a sudden we can start moving into sweet revenge.
And as I watch the Conquer series, I not only believe what they're saying is true, but I think it could be true for me.
It works. It's freeing men.
So we can be more than a conqueror for our daughters and for our sons.
Join us for the next of our Conqueror Series workshops on the 26th of July at 10 a.m. at Living Faith Christian Center as we step away from the noise to receive a powerful word from God to help us break free from sexual bondage once and for all. This is open to males 16 and older, ages 13 to 16 with parental consent. Invite a friend.
Amen, amen. Just have a few verbal hot topics to read here this morning. And we have officially kicked off 40 and 40. And you may ask, well, what is 40 and 40? That's 40 days of celebrating 40 years of God's goodness. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. And the countdown began Wednesday, July the 16th. And the momentum continued with the uplifting concert on Friday, July the 18th. Please continue to join us for these 40 days of prayer, praise, inspiration, which will end on Sunday, August the 24th. Each Sunday is packed with dynamic guest speakers, uplifting music, and surprise giveaways to mark 40 amazing years of God's goodness. Each day we'll post daily devotional inspiration on our social media pages, and you can pick up a complete list of the information in the foyer. Guest speakers, music every Sunday starting July the 27th. Speakers, Minister Marshall Washington on July the 27th. Amen. Minister Henry Hall on August the 3rd. Dr. Mark Barclay on August the 10th. Minister Merlon Devine, saxophonist, and Andrew Walls and band on August the 17th. And Minister Helen Trowbridge on August the 24th. Amen. Amen. A formal red carpet banquet is going to be held on August the 22nd at the Westin Ballroom in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And do not miss this celebration. Tickets are now on sale, and you are invited to join us for that red carpet formal banquet, an unforgettable evening of elegance and celebration. Now, the cost per person is $115, and it includes photos, hors d'oeuvres for about an hour before the dinner and dessert, a live comedian, dancing, fellowship, and much, much more. And dress is formal or semi-formal. And get ready for a night to remember. And you can visit our website, lfccnj.com, or scan the QR code to grab your tickets today. Young adults, ages 18 through 30, please join the Epic Ministry for their monthly connect group directly following service today in Salon 4. And all adults are welcome to attend. And remember to join us each week, Wednesday at 7 p.m., for our regular scheduled midweek online service via YouTube. Amen. And this time, let's welcome back our pastor, Pastor Connie.
Thank you, Elder Clarence. All right. Yep, so invite somebody. If you think somebody who, especially who used to come to Living Faith, invite them to our banquet. They might want to be a part of it. Amen? Since they used to come here, so. But we're looking forward to having a great time. Amen? Yesterday, we served 64 families through our food ministry. Yep, 64 families. And before we leave, I want to acknowledge, do we have any first-time attenders? If you're here for the very first time, we just want to welcome you. We won't ask you to say anything. We just want you to stand so we can see you, so we can clap for you. I'm sure somebody will hug you. We got somebody right here. Get him. He doesn't know he's being seen. We see you. So, welcome to Living Faith. Okay, somebody behind you as well. Tell them, welcome to Living Faith. So, we're so glad you came to be with us this morning. You are welcome back anytime. So, let's give them another hand. Praise God. Before, one last thing. Anybody here, you've been coming to Living Faith and you want to make Living Faith your church home? You want to make Living Faith your church home? Anybody? Anyone? Come on home. Amen. All right. I know some people sneak afterwards. That's okay. They come find somebody afterwards. That is fine. All right. Okay, everybody. We're going to close out in prayer. Did I forget anything? I forgot to thank the video ministry for serving at the concert. Thank you so much. So people can see on the screens and stuff. So that was a blessing. All right. You're ready to go? Okay. Praise the Lord. Rise up. Arise. Come on, arise. See how slow y'all got up? That's why. See? Amen. I'm just teasing, but not really. So, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Again, we thank you for 40 years of your goodness, 40 years of ministry, 40 years of providing for us, 40 years of giving us provision, 40 years of healing us and blessing us in every way. So if you're here today and you believe God, you believe that God said he's blessed you, then let's agree with him and declare and decree, make your voice, make these walls shake. Amen. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper and to be envied. If you believe that, say, I'm blessed. All right. Love you.